Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit Your Peace World Clothing, founder of the Tall Company. I hope you guys are enjoying your Sunday evening. I just wanted to reach out to you guys. Number one, to say thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for the people who have been taking action. Thank you so much for those who have just been encouraging. You are beyond valuable to me, and I just wanted to really reach out to you guys and give you a special thank you. I'll also be talking about the power of just being humble. Humility goes a long way, especially as an entrepreneur. We can get full of ourselves very quickly. So today's episode is going to be about just being humble. I hope you guys will be able to enjoy this episode and be able to take something from it and apply it in your daily lives. That's the purpose of the podcast. I always want it to be something that you can take home with you. So I'll get right into it after these messages. Alright, thank you guys for listening to the messages, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You guys are amazing, and I can't really express how thankful I am for the people like you. My friends and the people I surround myself with, especially now this year, it's like, it's just an amazing group of people, and I cannot be any more thankful for these types, the people that I'm surrounded by, and especially you guys listening to my podcast. The way you reach out and you let me know that you truly like it and something that I said reached you and made you think about things, that's amazing. I love it. But it brings me to the topic of today: being humble. Guys, I love you to death. Every last one of you. Even the ones who don't like me, which I don't think that's many, but if you don't, I still love you. But don't be hyping me up, y'all. I'm not the GOAT. I'm not this great man. I'm not this destined for greatness, none of this stuff. I'm just Cam. I do the things that I do out of the kindness of my heart because, number one, I know what it's like. I do what I would want a person to do for me. I would hate to be in some type of situation where I lose everything, which I have been because I lost my house in a fire. But it just would feel so... just, I couldn't imagine being out there and nobody being willing to just say, hey, if you need something to eat, or hey, are you cold? I got some blankets for you, or just going out their way for me. So that's why I do what I do, guys. I'm not trying to get no likes. I don't want no money. I'm not gonna say I don't want no money, because Lord knows I am paying for all this out of pocket, me and my team. So I need money, but money is a tool. I'm not a person who is focused on this rich and money and balling, and never been me. I told a client earlier about, I said, I could have been a billionaire, oh my God, probably 10 years ago. But number one, I'm a black man, and being a billionaire as a young black man is like putting a target on your head. So wouldn't want to do it. Number two, being a billionaire requires me to keep up with being a billionaire. And morally, oh my God, there's some things that you got to do in order to keep that money that I'm just not cool with. I don't want to deal with all these people coming out of the woodworks asking me for money and all that crap. That's just not, I don't want it. So, I just want my people to be good. If I'm surrounded by billionaires, hey, I'm a billionaire. That makes me a billionaire. Because like I said, I feel successful already where I'm at. I've accomplished so many goals that I set for myself that I am completely satisfied when it comes to my goals. I have financial places that I would love to be at, but I know that money comes when you are ready for the money. So I'm not really worried about it. I just keep working. Just keep the diligent hands. They'll be blessed. But humility is just one of those things that you gotta have when you're an entrepreneur. If you want people to like you, people to be interested in your product and what you do, it's better to be humble than this big boss and I know what I'm doing. Hey, come buy my product because it's the best product, blah, blah, blah. That's just not how I operate. I believe in truth. You'll shop with me because you know that I won't lie to you. You're going to buy something for me because you know I'm not going to sell you something that is crappy. You're going to work with me with your business or your brands or marketing because you know that I only want to see you successful. So, humility is what drives me. That's what I focus on 24/7. So, guys, I'm not the GOAT. I love the fact that you guys would even put me anywhere near that category, but I'm not. Just a guy trying to make the people around me great because he sent me to do that. But I just want you guys to know that the amount of support, the amount of people taking action, my team and how much they have just been, oh my God, picking up the ball. It's been beyond joyous ride. And I know that this is just like, I can't even say that this is the beginning. I think we are at the point where we like loading the car for the trip. We ain't even started the car yet. So all those people that have been rocking with me since day one, man, I got a seat for you. And all the new people that have talent and is the League of Extraordinary People, reach out. I'm looking for everybody. I'm trying to make a whole little arc of us just cool people that don't want to deal with no drama. We just want to help people out and live a okay life. Not bothered, not stressed, no drama. So, I appreciate you guys. And I'm so thankful for you guys. And I just want you guys to all remain humble. Kind of take yourself off that pedestal. There's too many people thinking that they just higher than what they really are. Humble yourself. Do it for a week. See how far it goes. Thank you so much for reaching out and just listening and being a part of the movement. I appreciate my team. I appreciate everybody that's listening. I appreciate everyone that is going after their dreams. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Tall Company. I'm wishing you guys a beautiful Sunday. And let's get Monday started right. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Break records. Bye.